you safe? Are you safe at the mall? Safe at school? Safe walking down the street? Safe in the house of worship? You run the devil off with that. I bind every principality, every power, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Behold, I saw Satan fall like lightning.
Now, End Evil, Live Free Demonology with Dr. Rod Parsley.
Hey there. Welcome to your brand new breakthrough. Such a privilege, as always, to share the infallible, indestructible, undeniable word of the living God with you. Think about that. It's truth that can turn the tables on the advancing armies of the alien Antichrist and transform every tribulation in your life to a victorious triumph. And remember, no matter what you may be facing, what you're going through, an encouraging word is always as close as your phone. On my weekly podcast, oh my goodness, all across the nation, around the world, people are just buzzing about these podcasts. You know, I'm 63, so I'm not really up on all that. But I'm glad to put them out there for you. And folks are really, really enjoying them. Dozens and dozens of them are already there for you to choose from on everything from your relationships to your finances, leadership strategies, and how to get alone with God until you're not alone anymore. They're all available on every podcast streaming platform. And they're always available at rodparsley.com. So check one out today on your drive or on your flight or while you're cleaning up your office or whatever. Now today, I'm going to release to you the knowledge you need. The only thing between you and people that are living in absolute victory is knowledge, understanding. They just know something you don't know. So we're going to uncover some things today so that you can conquer every diabolical strategy of the enemy. It's all from my brand new demonology handbook, Demonology, End Evil, Live Free. Now in chapter 2, I'm going to take you through the strategies of your adversary. Later today, I'll share how you can get your copy of this invaluable ministry resource to equip you to not only survive, you're supposed to thrive. Now, let me begin our study today. You ought to go to the Note app on your phone. Let's get ready. I want to begin our study with the assurance that Jesus Christ already annihilated the works of the devil. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy, annihilate the works of the devil. We've got to stay prayed up. We've got to stay filled with the Holy Spirit. The number one pitfall of satanic operation in your life is failing to advance because of fear. Fear. God said, I've not given you the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound and disciplined mind. Now, the first thing the devil will attempt to do is to get you, here it is, to regress. It simply means to return to your old patterns of behavior. I'm reminded of Lot's wife. Remember that? Because Abraham interceded for her, she and her whole family were delivered out of the destruction that overthrew the evil city of Sodom. But there was something about that wicked city, something that compelled her to look back over her shoulder with longing. Genesis 19 records the whole thing, and the end result of her looking back, regressing, she became a pillar of salt. Now, you better hear this preacher today. You need to be stronger in God today than you were yesterday. It's imperative. So, step number two is this, repression. Boy, you're taking another step toward a place you don't want to be when you go from regression to repression. Now the devil wants to restrain you. He'll do anything, everything possible to keep you down, to hold you back from the blessing of God in your life. You know, a baby, I was there for the birth of both of mine. When it comes forth out of the womb, the first thing that doctor looks for is an expression of life, usually a cry. It's an unmistakable sign of life. And you are most certainly not dead today. Hear me now. You ought to be praising God this moment for life right now. You're alive in God. That devil will try every way possible to silence, to stifle, to hold back your praise, because he knows, Psalm 8:2 says it, praise stills the avenger, paralyzes him. It's one of the most powerful, powerful weapons in all of our spiritual arsenal, the power of vocalized praise. Use it. When you feel pressed down, shout. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, all you people. Make a demonstration of praise in your body, which is the Lord's. So the next strategy, number three, is this. Your adversary wants to take you one more step now. Step three. He wants you to be suppressed. Suppression. Right now, demons are working overtime. I'm telling you. They are attempting. Now, you see if Pastor Rod's not telling you true. Attempting to steal your joy, your energy, your enthusiasm, even for the things of God. Come on now. Let's get real. Let's be truthful. Let's flip that mask off. You must resist him, according to Ephesians 4:27. We're engaged in a battle. It's a struggle. It's a warfare against the forces of darkness in our own personal lives. So we have to become determined to be released and be dedicated. You hear it? Determined right now to be dedicated and not distracted. Here's how you do it. You stir up faith. It's already in you. God said when you were born again, he gave you the measure of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing God's by God's word. And faith also comes by impartation. I'm speaking faith to you right now. Number four. We're beyond halfway to seven right now. Number four of the enemy's strategies is depression. Do you know the vast majority of Americans say they are depressed? That's four steps into complete bondage of the enemy. So you listen and you listen carefully. You need to stop saying, confessing, declaring, and decreeing you're depressed. Come on, we got to change our words. You're four steps down the road to possession if you're living in depression. Over 60% of Americans are on some type of antidepressant medication at this very moment. That's not God's best for you. If you're on it, you stay on it till your doctor would release you from it. But look, that's not the way to live. Depression is a result of the enemy's attempt to crush your spirit. Depression's contagious. You have to war against it. You have to determine not to be distracted. Encourage yourself right now in the Lord your God. Keep yourself committed to God. Cast down those imaginations when they bombard your mind and life. The sweet psalmist of Israel said in 42:5, why are you cast down, Oh, my soul, this is another one. I speak and confess over every one of my breakthrough partners every day, twice a day. Why are you cast down? Be not cast down, oh, my soul. Be not disquieted within me. Hope in God, for I will yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Whew. I know I'm speaking to you today. Oh, I feel the sweet anointing of the Holy Spirit today. Perhaps you, or even a precious member of your family, your eyes are being opened right now to the devil's attempt to lead you down a path that only leads to destruction. This is the moment. This is the time right now to put your faith into action and watch God bear his mighty right arm and flex his mighty muscle for you, someone you love very much. God's miracle is always released by what he does when we simply obey. So let me encourage you, oppose every advancement of your adversary. Sow a live free seed that represents your faith in God to rescue you, to bring you out of the enemy's strategies. I certainly don't know what your gift might be. That's between you and God. It could be a live free gift of $40 or $90. Would you focus on those with me for a moment? $40, $90. For others, it could be even more. And I believe that it is. I'm believing with you that whatever has raised its head against you is about to be silenced by our agreement and our faith released together. Let's draw a line in the sand today, and let's tell the adversary of your soul, enough is enough. Let's make today the day you break free from the enemy and turn to God in great faith and great obedience. I'm releasing my faith with yours every day, twice a day, right now for your breakthrough. To bless your step of faith today, for giving your live free seed of $40, I want to send you perhaps the most personally impactful ministry series you will add to your spiritual arsenal this year. It's the Demonology End Evil Live Free Ministry Set, plus the companion handbook that I'm teaching from today on your breakthrough. And for everyone who gives a life live free seed, a life-giving live free seed of $90, I'm going to send all that to you, and I'm also going to sow into your life and ministry the classic sermon series, Angels and Demons, along with its companion book. Two books and 10 devil-defeating, God-exalting discs in all. This is one ministry resource you will turn to again and again and again. So call right now or just go online with your live free gift of $40 or $90, and you better get ready to end evil and live gloriously free.
Engage a proven defense against your adversary. Dr. Rod Parsley's 4 decades of intense study and ministry is available to equip you to fight and win. His breakthrough new series, Demonology End Evil Live Free, has been endorsed for its uncompromising clarity and strong biblical foundation. Drive back every dark evil force with the power of a seed. Act now. Sow a live free seed of $90 and receive every ministry resource Dr. Parsley shared today, including this just-released series.
In the dark of your midnight, with tears staining your pillow,
you're at the tree. When the doctor says you have to die and cannot live, you're at the tree.
The message at the tree is just the beginning.
You need to walk into your teenager's room and say, devil, you see this door right here? This the boundary.
Never before offered at $90, the Demonology and Evil Live Free set includes Rod Parsley's impactful ministry set, Angels and Demons. It's rare to find a series anywhere with such scope and insight into heavenly powers as Angels and Demons. Call now and ask for the complete Demonology set with your Live Free seed of $90 or give securely at rodparsley.com. For your seed of only $40, you'll still receive the ministry series Demonology and Evil Live Free on 4 discs and your step-by-step handbook to freedom from evil. Call now and thank you for your Live Free seed.
Hey there, welcome back. Today, we're building up an arsenal for your life from my very, very powerful, I'm so proud of it, really. I'm so thankful to be able to get it in your hands, Demonology Handbook, End Evil, Live Free. It's nearly 100 pages of strategies against your adversary so you live in absolute victory. Now, there are 3 more strategic steps that the enemy would like to mount against you, those you love. So we're already 4 in. We're about to go to 5. But let me remind you, that devil is defeated when you resist the devil. He is, not might be, he is going to flee. Seek safety in flight, your Bible says. He's going to run away disgraced. He's going to flee in terror. Now, as we continue to learn about the 7 steps toward demonic possession, now look, we've already said, step 4, you're already more than halfway in depression. So come on now, let's mount up with wings like eagles. The next step that he wants to mount against you is oppression. This is his attempt to crush your joy, to crush, stifle, demolish your peace in your spirit. He wants to weigh you down. Negative thoughts bombarding your mind that you'll never be good enough. You'll never be pretty enough. You'll never have enough money. You'll never be happy. You'll never have peace. Your marriage will never be fulfilling. He wants to guilt trip you over everything you have or have not done. Oppression. It's terrible. It's a major tactic of the enemy to get you to place your trust in this world system, which only brings you crushed down, to get you to a point where you can't lift yourself up. Oh, what a terrible state to be in. But there's hope today. Jesus came to make you free, and I'm here to agree with you for it. Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good and healing all, here it is, who were oppressed, pushed down in their spirit by the devil. Jesus came to do it. He's here to do it for you today on your breakthrough. Oppression manifests in all kinds of ways, disease, fear, bondages, addictions. Fear is counterproductive and completely against faith. It's nothing more than false evidence that appears real. So always remember the words of 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. And Isaiah 54:14, in righteousness, you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression. You need to get these scriptures down. You need to get the handbook. They're all in there. You shall be far from oppression. You shall not fear, and you shall not come against terror, for it shall not come near you. Now next, number six, obsession. Repetitiveness. You can't get it out of your mind. It goes over and over and over until you can't focus on anything else. I'm talking to you right now. You can be free today. The enemy wants to drain you of every emotion, wants to make you feel numb, not like yourself. It could be a temptation. It could be jealousy, hatred, immorality, to draw your focus away from the things of God. Obsessed people can be sad all the time, or they can laugh all the time, or they can be critical all the time. They're preoccupied with an idea that has no connection to reality. Now, we've waited all of this broadcast to get here. Number seven, possession. When you're possessed, you become a slave, unable to do anything for yourself. You have no mind of your own. At this point, you become ensnared by the evil one, and you are in his control. Now, many times I've been asked, can a Christian have a devil? Can a Christian be possessed? Well, that depends on your definition of a Christian. Can someone that occasionally goes to church, never prays, never reads the Bible, never fellowships with unbelievers, constantly in the world, can that person become possessed? Well, absolutely. Just because you enter a church building won't safeguard you from evil. How many of you learned that? But someone who is filled with the Spirit cannot be possessed. It is impossible for that kind of a person to be possessed. It's a long journey from step one, regression, to step seven, possession. The key to being totally free and staying free from the devil's dominion is to never start that journey. Don't take that first step, and you'll never, ever have to be concerned about being in bondage in step number seven. Well, I'm impressed in my spirit that there's someone, you've been depending on your own ability, you're a good person, you've been working with your own experience, your own prowess, your own ability, and now you're being impressed by the Holy Spirit to just turn it all over to God. He sent me today to tell you, the God who's been fighting with you is about to fight for you. There's no doubt, no doubt. The devil is roaming the earth, searching for whom he may devour. But he's a defeated adversary through the blood of Jesus Christ. You've been given authority over all of his deceptive devices that I've been sharing with you today. But you have to do your part. Now, perhaps you realize today he's been deceiving you with his lies. Well, you can shut that all down right now, right here. One step of faith toward God that shouts, enough is enough. Settle it in your own heart once and forever for all that he has no power over you. In fact, God has already placed a gift in your hand that will give expression to the faith you've received today to stand against the wiles and tactics of the devil and live in total freedom. For you, it could be a seed of $40 or $90. I'm focused on that today. For others, perhaps even more at the direction of the Holy Spirit. Now remember, when you give a gift today, a live-free gift of $40, I want to bless your first step of faith with my new ministry series, Demonology, End Evil, Live Free. And I'm also going to send you the 75-80-page handbook with all the scriptures, information in it that I'm teaching from today. Now, when you sow and give $90, and I'm praying so many of you will, so that we can continue to reach so many hurting people around the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you give a gift today of $90, you'll receive all that I've already shared with you and my best-selling ministry classic, Angels and Demons, as well as its companion book.
That's two books and 10 ministry preaching discs.
They'll feed your faith and starve your doubts to death. So don't spend another moment under the enemy's thumb. Rise up. This is your moment to break free and live free. So call right now.
Engage a proven defense against your adversary. Dr. Rod Parsley's 4 decades of intense study and ministry is available to equip you to fight and win. His breakthrough new series, Demonology and Evil Live Free, has been endorsed for its uncompromising clarity and strong biblical foundation. Drive back every dark evil force with the power of a seed. Act now. Sow a Live Free seed of $90 and receive every ministry resource Dr. Parsley shared today, including this just-released series.
In the dark of your midnight, with tears staining your pillow, you're at the tree. When the doctor says you have to die and cannot live, you're at the tree.
The message at the tree is just the beginning.
You need to walk into your teenager's room and say, "Devil, you see this door right here? This the boundary."
Never before offered at $90, the Demonology and Evil Live Free set includes Rod Parsley's impactful ministry set, Angels and Demons. It's rare to find a series anywhere with such scope and insight into heavenly powers as Angels and Demons. Call now and ask for the complete Demonology set with your Live Free seed of $90, or give securely at rodparsley.com. For your seed of only $40, you'll still receive the ministry series Demonology and Evil Live Free on 4 discs and your step-by-step handbook to freedom from evil. Call now and thank you for your Live Free seed.
Dominion Camp Meeting 2020 will be here before you know it. Friday, July 3rd, July 4th, and July 5th. And this year, we'll be celebrating 35 years of America's Camp Meeting. I'll be sharing a message 35 years in the making, and you won't want to miss it. My ministry guest this year, Bishop Tudor Bismarck, Pastor Sam Rodriguez, Dr. Medina Pullings, Pastor Ron Carpenter, Real Talk Kim Pothier, Pastor R.J. Matthews, Worship with Harvest Music Live, the Crab family's gonna be here. Shannon Wilson Williams and Israel Houghton's gonna be with us. Ty Tribbett's gonna be back. 7 services in all, so make your plans, do it today. Just go to rodparsley.com for all the details. And listen, we're having a World Harvest Bible College, Valor Christian College family reunion all during this 35th anniversary celebration of Dominion Camp Meeting, including a great alumni choir. So be a part of it. I'll see you next time right here on your Breakthrough.